I'm here with Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Tim Hoover with the Denver Post. We were all at the state Supreme Court and heard the oral arguments. Joe, this is a historic case. What's at stake here?
What's at stake is maybe up to $4 billion a year extra that the state would have to spend on schools. That gets close to doubling what they spend right now. This case started out at the beginning part of the last decade in the San Luis Valley, where the roofs were coming down on the kids inside the schools, and they sued and said the state's not providing a thorough and uniform education as the Constitution requires. It's worked its way through the courts a few times now. This was its second trip to the Supreme Court. The first case was basically just whether they could proceed and whether the courts could get involved with this. The court said yes. Plaintiffs won in their trial in 2011, and now we're back here at the Supreme Court.
And so, Tim, Joe touched on the argument from plaintiffs, which is we're not having a uniform education system. It's not adequately funded. The state comes forward with new mandates and rules and benchmarks, but doesn't give the money for schools to be able to do that. What's the state's case?
Yeah, the state's argument is basically we're already spending 40%+ of the general fund on education. And on top of that, even though there may be some disparities in how districts succeed, Colorado students on the whole perform much better than students nationally, despite per pupil funding numbers being lower. So their argument is, hey, money alone doesn't necessarily help. And essentially they're saying, like, look, this is a separation of powers issue. The courts can't tell lawmakers what the right amount of money is that should be spent. That's the state's argument.
However, Tim, as we know, the state already lost the argument that the courts don't have any business getting involved in this. The Supreme Court said in 2009, oh, yes, we will be involved in this. And for the past 4 years, the Attorney General's office has continued to argue an argument that's already lost. The justices at the oral arguments were trying to see to what degree they should get involved, because there's no question that they will be deciding whether Colorado's school finance system is constitutional or not. And the Attorney General's office just doesn't even want them to decide that question in the first place.
And briefly, I just want to touch on the makeup of the court and what you guys thought of the arguments. We had one Supreme Court justice that had to recuse herself from this case, so there were six justices hearing these arguments.
Supreme Court Justice Monica Marquez, prior to being appointed in 2010, she had served as a deputy attorney general under John Southers and actually had helped work on the defense, the state's defense in the Lobato case. So what that leaves then are six justices. And there's some people who think there could be a 3-3 split on the court in a decision. Now, if that happens, they don't bring in a tie breaker. All that happens is the lower court ruling stands. So that would mean the district court ruling stands and it gets kicked back to the legislature and they're essentially told, fix it.
Joe, when there's Tabor and they can't just raise taxes themselves, how do they come up with this money if the plaintiffs win?
Well, that is why this is such an interesting question, because nobody really knows. It's kind of uncharted territory for Colorado. There could be all kinds of different things that could happen. Legislators could decide to ask voters for a tax increase. They could just kind of continue with a bit more of what they've been doing and squeeze some other programs to try to get a bit more funding for schools. I think the plaintiffs would say that wouldn't fly. This could cause a legal case against the taxpayer's Bill of Rights. This could say this constitutional provision actually doesn't work with the rest of the Constitution. We have to either suspend or get rid of Tabor and just give the legislature the power in this one case to raise taxes on its own. There are all kinds of things that could go on, and chances are kindergartners today will probably be in high school by about the time this is finally all settled.
Thanks. That was Joe Hannell, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Tim Hoover with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.